Notice this is the lower zone. The lower zone shows a materialistic side, and even though Larry is really interested in spiritual things,
he's got a lot of physical
energy. He's got a high upper zone, a big middle zone. He's got all three zones are big, which is really unusual. But he's got a really big lower zone. Now, he is a very spiritual person in many ways, but he really has a strong desire to be successful in the material world. But notice he doesn't fulfill his why here, which shows that he has a hard time consummating his physical goals in life. He'd really like to be rich, but he has a hard time getting there. So Larry needs to concentrate on bringing his why up like this.
Finish the loop. Okay.
That'll help you consummate your physical goals by making whys that finish the entire loop like that.
Can I point out one thing?
Yeah.
Sometimes if you'll see on a lot of, and it's a real common female trait, the Y will come up before it reaches the baseline and will curve down before it reaches it. And a lot of these people have a trait of self-sabotage. They prevent themselves from reaching their goals. And should I draw it? I'll draw it real quick. And
you mean a while like
and
this?
They say, yeah. So here's the baseline, you know, the line on the page. They prevent themselves from reaching their goal. And this is really common in females. At the end of words, you'll see this. And one theory I heard is because a lot of times females are rewarded by their fathers when they have bad experiences. Oh, you hurt yourself, you hurt your car, whereas boys don't get that as much. And so there's this subconscious reward as they grow up for having bad things happen. So they sort of create that. Unconsciously, they're always getting close to their goals, but then they somehow, things get messed up, it seems like.
I'll show you from the Y's. There's different things in the Y's. You have Y's like this. That's Y's like different types of loops.
And the size of the loop is how much imagination you put into that zone. So lots of giant loops.
Some of the graphologists say, but in grapho analysis, the size of the loop show your inclusiveness.
Your what?
Inclusiveness.
Like with trust.
Right. How much you include other people in your consciousness. Okay. So this person has low inclusiveness, which shows that he doesn't trust very many people. You have to earn this guy's trust. And I found this to be very accurate when I analyzed people using this method that they say, oh, yeah, that's really true. This person includes, he's not clannish at all, he includes everybody possible in his group of friends and in his consciousness. He's also probably pretty trusting. This guy's about, you know, average. Anyway.
What about Larry's why up there?
Yeah, he doesn't really finish it, but it's big what he has. He starts a big one, and so it's headed to go up all the way, which would indicate he's pretty inclusive. He has inclusive intentions anyway.
What do those mean? It's all arches.
His T's on really heavy arches.
Persevering.
So what's the open thing?
Yeah, really, he's really trying to put his life under his control. And he's making his goals maybe a little higher than he should. You might want to start down here a little bit farther. Because if you make it too high, then it's a little bit hard to consummate everything. So you want to make your goals. Then when you achieve some difficult goals, then you can raise your T-cross up a little bit more. And he doesn't have much suppression. He lets things out pretty good. You can tell he's very extrovert. He writes big, spread-out letters, shows extrovert energy. But even though he's quite a conversationalist, you notice he closes his loops, which shows secretiveness. So he doesn't say everything is sinking, even though he's quite a talkative guy. He still keeps a number of things back to himself. So you still don't know everything he's thinking, even though he's quite a conversationalist.
JJ, what's it mean that his R's are different? The first R is different than the second R.
He likes to kind of stand out, be different. Yeah. He doesn't want to be just ordinary Joe.
How about the F?
It can also show a certain amount of creativity. This one shows some creativity. Waviness in there. I don't know how often he makes an R like that, but
People often think that my S is a G.
Okay.
So, Jesse, if you would analyze a guy like me, you would have to do it in a Hebrew.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, I could analyze some of it in the Hebrew, but be best in English.
That's not my practice.
Doesn't matter.
Well, come write your name in the Hebrew. We'll see what it reveals.
Yeah, write it in both.
Well, how about to test, JJ? Let's write it in Hebrew first to see what he can tell.
You mentioned the fact that the separation between letters, but in Hebrew, we always write the separated letters. We don't connect them.
Yeah, right. So some of the things, like say, will be different. Mm-hmm. So I won't be able to tell as much, but I'll be able to tell some things.
I heard someone write, if you have big gaps between letters, or between your words, JJ, between the words, that related to generosity. Have you ever heard that?
No, that doesn't show generosity. That shows gaps in thought. Generosity is shown by like the final, like an
what
E.
What is the space between
an
words?
An E. This is a generosity stroke. The space between words?
Yeah. Like some people will have no space between their words.
Yeah, people shows that they like their own space. They don't like people imposing on them. Okay. Well, you shouldn't have wrote your name in English so I could analyze. Is this part of your Hebrew?
That's his first name.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, first of all, he writes, we'll ignore this for now. First of all, he writes with a wavy line here.
This
see,
is
he
from
writes.
Right to left.
What?
From right to left, I write.
Yeah, but you're writing with a. You put waves in your writing. And see, the waves, I'm sure, will show up here too. So you got waves. You know what that shows?
Instability.
Fluidity and thought.
Charm. Wavy, so is charm.
Charles?
Yeah, type of person that's kind of fun spirit and fun to get along with, fun to talk to, and so that is showed there. They put quite a bit of space here. Let me see. You know, the trouble with this is you can't differentiate between the lines. If I start out soft and go hard, it's the same no matter what. So we're kind of limited there. Yeah, to read the Hebrew, I have to analyze the strokes. And the strokes don't differentiate with this. So I need it done with a regular pen to get much out of it. But you can still analyze some things. Like here, the stroke begins hard, gets lighter, and shows.
It's got a long lower zone there.
Now, on this, did you start here or did you start here in making this stroke?
Up,
okay.
You started at the top, or you went up? Oh, okay, you started
at the top.
Okay, so you started up, so this stroke starts up hard and ends light, which shows that one of the problems you have in your life is that shows with your determination. Determination is somewhat frustrated when, you know, obstacles get in the way because it begins hard, ends light. You can start with a ball of fire and get frustrated too easy, so you need to work on that. So when you make your stroke, try to make it more intense all the way down. Okay? So you can tell things in any language just by looking at some of the strokes. These pens are not very good for determining what the strokes are, though.
But
here his writing shows a really, you know, a really good intelligence. He's also got all his letters breaking, which shows that he's a person who likes to think for himself and follow his own path. He's creative. He's a good thinker.
He dotted his I perfectly. It's just a dot, no line or slash.
Yeah, he's got a perfect dot there.
Look at the N in Friedman. He doesn't finish it, and that's kind of like similar to his line that kind of peters
out. Oh, yeah. He doesn't finish his end, which shows you don't finish everything you start.
Which is the same as that line.
But you have plenty of intelligence to accomplish just about anything you want.
Where did you see that?
You consummate your, keep your determination strong, and then you'll be a lot more successful.
Yeah, you should write happy birthday to finish it up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he doesn't finish what he starts.
And that's
okay. That's all for today on handwriting.